say otherwise.
No estoy segura si nosotros podemos pensar de alguna otra manera. Tenemos un Dios que nos cuida y que Él se preocupa por nosotros. Y por otro lado, tenemos en un mundo que nos está ofreciendo una pandemia y cualquier cantidad de otros peligros y cosas que nos puedan suceder. Yo no creo que nos damos cuenta cómo nosotros somos afectados por todas las cosas que están alrededor nuestro. Y cuando miramos lo que la palabra de Dios dice y de lo que se refiere al reino de Dios, entonces nos damos cuenta de que está bien no estar bien. Necesitamos a un Salvador. Y nosotros elegimos creer que en aquel que es capaz de cuidarnos y de todo cuidado sobre nosotros. Entonces, cuando hablamos de la salud mental y de las emociones, entonces nos damos cuenta que nosotros no podemos controlar cómo nosotros nos sentimos y cómo nosotros nuestros pensamientos, y no podemos controlar lo que nosotros decidimos con nuestras decisiones. Entonces, si tú eres como yo, necesitamos buenos consejos, ¿verdad? Para poder entender por dónde vamos. Y el Señor trabaja un espacio perfecto para nosotros. Pero pensemos en todo lo que nos sucede alrededor. ¿Están ustedes conmigo? Sí, por supuesto, nosotros podemos recibir buenos consejos, ¿verdad?
No sé cuál es
el peor consejo que alguna vez le han dado a ustedes. Porque a todos nos han dado buenos y malos consejos. Yo estaba mirando una historia de cuando la gente da consejos y estoy viendo estas cosas de, por ejemplo, consejos que la gente dice a otro. Entonces un padre le dice a su hija mientras le enseña a manejar,
and all the other cars will stay far from you.
Siempre mueve el manubrio y los otros autos van a estar lejos de ti. Y esta otra, la abuela a la nieta le dice, deja de leer, tú lees mucho, te vas a afectar los ojos, anda a mirar televisión o a hacer otra cosa.
Love this one. Shout out to Matt Paul.
Yo amo esta otra que dice,
veteran firefighter to a rookie, start
un bombero.
Smoking. It will help acclimate your lungs to smoke in a building.
Le dice,
you're gonna hurt your eyes. Go watch TV. Okay, I got that advice actually. Love this one. Shout out to Matt Coffin and all those who serve in the fire department.
A todo lo que es un bombero le dice a otro, deja de fumar porque el humo va a penetrar en tus pulmones y en el edificio. Qué divertido. Aquí hay un consejo bien duro. Un profesor de finanzas le dice a los estudiantes que los stocks, el mercado, está muy alto, y les dice, vendan todo lo que tengan antes que todo se vaya y suba el dinero. Y esta otra, un abuelo a su hijo le dice, si tú ves a un oso y no tienes tiempo para correr, abrázalo, porque los osos no se pueden rascar el estómago.
Es
realmente un buen consejo, ¿no? Bueno,
What I have found over time,
lo que yo he encontrado a través del tiempo es que los consejos malos son a veces consejos buenos acerca de las cosas malas. Como por ejemplo, se pueden aplicar a una situación equivocada y eso puede ser realmente doloroso. ¿Alguien ha estado ahí? Eso no es solo un consejo. Si tú estás dando un consejo equivocado, es a lo mejor en el momento equivocado o en el lugar equivocado. Como por ejemplo, un abrazo puede ser un consejo bueno en algunas situaciones. Pero por supuesto no estamos hablando del abrazo del oso, porque yo no creo que en ese momento deberíamos estar abrazando al oso. Pero por ejemplo, en otro momento y en otra situación, claro, podría ser un consejo bueno. Estamos hablando ahora de este problema de la salud mental.
Health, ¿y cómo podemos definir
de una manera especial? Entonces, un buen consejo aplicado en una situación incorrecta puede ser realmente dañino.
Tenemos
aquí en la salud mental, tenemos este cuerpo.
And we've got this soul.
Y tenemos el
that
alma.
This is our soul. This is very important.
Esta
is
our alma.
Our mind, our emotions, and
nuestra
our will.
Mente,
what
emoción,
I think,
y
what I want,
querer,
how I
lo
feel.
Que yo
That's
quiero,
what the Bible
lo que
calls
siento,
the soul.
Lo que,
and then all of this works together with this wonderful thing. Called the spirit. You are actually a spiritual being. You are actually a spiritual person with a soul that lives out through a body. That's who you are according to the body.
All
right? And what we've talked about is that the spirit is always the source of life. So if you need power to handle what's going on in your life,
el curso del cuerpo.
If you need peace,
si
you don't have to depend
paz,
on your soul
no
or your body,
not
your,
en tu cuerpo y en tu alma,
your outward circumstances, and not even your feelings
ni
to have peace in your life. That all comes from the Spirit. But, as we talked about last week,
pero
we live in a world that says, oh, this doesn't
pasada,
exist, or if it exists,
el orden ni existe.
It's kind of whatever you want it to
lo
be.
Que existe es lo que
and this world teaches us to only exist
que solo
on what we think,
lo que pensamos,
right? Think, feel, and want.
Lo que
and
pensamos,
then when that doesn't work,
lo que sentimos y lo que queremos,
let's put all the pressure
ahí,
on,
si
well, I've got to do something, and something I've got to eat, some substance
algo,
I've got to take, something
algo,
I've got to figure out a way to feel
algo,
better by something I do.
Algo, que algo que sea mejor para hacer.
When we put these two
cuando
things and we put all of ourselves on our soul
todo
and on our body,
it
gets too
cuerpo.
Much weight.
Entonces,
and we end up having struggles,
right?
We could end up getting addicted.
Podemos ponernos
we could
adictos.
Start to get anxiety
podemos,
and fear and not be able to handle
miedo,
this trauma
no
that are
lidiar con estos traumas
in our life.
En
and these
vida,
things, they're just not designed to put up, have all that weight. What we really need to do is we need to start
peso.
With
Entonces
what will give us power and peace.
De poder comenzar con lo que nos da poder y paz.
We're a whole person and all
porque
these are interacting. They're really not separate.
Persona,
they all kind of blend
si
into each other. But this
todos,
is who we are.
Todos, juntos, estamos,
and really what the world calls struggles
cuerpo.
In mental health
el mundo nos dice de la salud mental
is really a soul struggle.
Es realmente
right?
I'm
having trouble with what I'm thinking,
alma.
What I'm feeling,
tengo
or how I'm deciding.
En
what
en
will
pensar,
give us power and peace. We're a whole person, and all these are interacting. They're really not separate. They all kind of blend into each other. But this is who we are. And really what the world calls struggles in mental health is real.
Problemas de salud mental,
a soul struggle.
Es realmente un,
right?
It's
I'm having trouble with what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling,
or how de mi pensar y de mi,
I'm deciding. And we also talked about that mental health struggles can be because of my biology. I mean, there just may be systems in my body that aren't...
Son sistemas en mi cuerpo.
And we also talked about that mental health struggles can be because of my biology. I mean, there just may be systems in my body that aren't working right, and they're all affecting each other. And so here's what's important about today is we try to get really practical about what we can do about our soul. Mental health always starts in the spirit.
La salud mental siempre comienza con el espíritu.
Porque esto es poder. This is everything we need. It starts here. But now let me bring it back to what I started to talk about today.
Pero
sometimes, a lot of times in church,
algunas veces
we get a lot of spiritual advice about our spirit. Now this is all biblical advice. We get a lot of biblical advice about our spirit. But sometimes Christians, well-meaning Christians, they give us spiritual advice when we're really dealing with the soul.
Cuando nosotros realmente estamos lidiando con el alma.
Are you struggling with anxiety? Just pray more. Sometimes Christians, well-meaning Christians, they give us spiritual advice when we're really dealing with the soul.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want you to think about this.
Entonces, pensemos en esto.
Are you struggling with anxiety?
Si
just pray more.
Estás, lidiando con ansiedad,
just confess and believe. Don't receive
confesa
that.
Y,
it's like, okay.
Y cree.
Like,
entonces,
it's
¿qué vas
true
a
that
decir?
I need to pray
sí,
more. That's absolutely right.
Que
and
yo
it
necesito
really,
orar.
Everything good begins with the Spirit. Resurrection
todo comienza
is by the Spirit. Okay?
Con oración, but resurrección empieza
when
en el Espíritu.
I give biblical advice and someone's struggling with what they
consejo
think,
bíblico,
they feel,
alguien que está
and how they're making decisions,
problemas,
but all I do is focus on the spiritual
tomar decisiones,
part. Okay, the
entonces,
Spirit.
Todo lo que...
advice and someone's struggling with what they think, they feel, and how they're making
entonces,
decisions, but all I do is focus on the spiritual part,
enfocarme en la parte
okay,
espiritual,
the spirit, I actually can give wrong advice.
Pero doy
and what can happen, and track with
equivocado.
Me here,
¿y qué es lo que sucede?
Well-meaning people are sincere who are
que la gente que, desea el bien,
struggling here. Get a lot of this, and then they feel
de
like
consejo, pero,
God and I must not work.
Pero después uno piensa, Dios y yo a lo mejor no estamos
all
trabajando juntos. Porque toda esa, ese consejo espiritual no está de acuerdo con lo que yo siento, con lo que yo hago.
Now again, I want to be really, really clear about
this. Y una vez
más
quiero ser bien claro.
Okay? Advice about the spiritual part of life is vital.
Consejos espirituales son vitales.
You can't have victory in mental health without it.
Tú no puedes tener victoria
but it's not
sin,
the same as direct
sin,
advice for the soul.
Sin espiritualidad.
Everybody track me. This, and then they feel like God and I must not work. Because all that spiritual advice is not helping how I think, how I feel, and decisions. Now again, I want to be really, really clear about this.
Quiero ser bien claro.
Okay? Advice about the spiritual part of life is vital. You can't have victory in mental health
es
without
vital para la
but it's not the same as direct advice
espiritual
for the soul.
Pero
everybody
no
track
así para el alma.
And this is really important. Because mental health is
porque
something that,
la salud mental
especially the younger generations,
es
really all the generations, but, I mean,
para la
we're struggling. And as a church, we need to give good spiritual
iglesia,
advice, but equally biblical
consejos espirituales, pero igualmente
is
bíblicos.
Giving some direct advice about this thing.
Y tenemos que
right
dar
here.
Dirección.
Everybody track with me right now. This is
entonces,
really important.
Esto es súper importante.
And what we're going to do today is we're going to focus
hoy, es que
on what the Bible says, biblical advice
dice,
about the soul.
Bíblicamente okay? Acerca
so
del
what we're
going to
do for that is we're going to look at Philippians chapter 4. It's in your
Felipe
notes there.
4,
we're
going to
look
en la,
at Philippians
notas
chapter
que tenemos,
4. And we're going to look at the
mirar,
Apostle Paul. In the book of Philippians,
a Paul,
the Apostle Paul is in jail.
Pablo que está en la cárcel.
And it's not like jail today.
Y no es como la cárcel de hoy.
Like it's an awful place.
Es un lugar
whatever
horrible.
You think the worst jail is in America, not even close to what Paul
is. Okay? En América, ni and he's been tan beaten. Cerca de lo que eran las cárceles.
And yet in the book of
en
Philippians,
y en el libro Paul's de main Filipenses, theme is Paul rejoice. Dice, que se está
regocijando. Somehow,
de alguna
even
manera,
though Paul's body and physical circumstance is pretty much in the worst place possible,
física,
the health of his spiritual
entonces,
life and his connection with Jesus and
la salud de
his
su,
health in his soul
espiritual y
cause him in the middle of what really is very overwhelming
en el medio de todo,
to still think, feel,
es que aún él puede
decisions.
Pensar, sentir y tomar
right? So
decisiones buenas.
In Philippians
entonces
chapter
aquí está
he's in the middle,
en Filipenses
he's in jail.
4. Él está en la cárcel.
And in those days, like, you didn't get
y en
food
esos
unless
días
tú... It's not like they fed you.
No,
right? I mean, this is a hard place.
No, no, ni siquiera recibía buena comida. Y esto es lo que
here's
él dice.
Here's God's word for us today as we look at the soul.
Aquí es lo que él dice.
Do not be anxious about anything.
Dice, no te
preocupes but in everything,
por nada,
by prayer
todo,
and petition,
con oración y súplica,
with thanksgiving,
con
present
de presenta tus peticiones a Dios.
And the peace of God,
la paz de Dios que sobrepasa todo el entendimiento,
will guard your hearts and
sus
your minds
y sus mentes en Cristo Jesús.
Finally, brothers.
Finalmente, hermanos.
Think about these are thoughts.
Piensa que estos son sus sentimientos, todo lo que es verdadero, todo lo que es noble, todo lo recto, lo puro, todo lo bello, lo admirable, si es excelente o digno de alabanza, piensa en esas cosas, todo lo que haya aprendido, recibido, escuchado de mí o visto de mí, póngalo en práctica y el Dios de paz estará contigo.
Some really practical advice. Now, none of this advice
bien práctico,
outside
de consejos,
of the Holy Spirit working in your life, outside of having a relationship, none of this advice is going to help.
Ninguna de estas,
but when I choose to have a relationship with Jesus Christ,
tener una relación
the same Spirit
con el Señor Jesús,
the dead is now alive in me,
que resucita a Jesús de los muertos, entonces yo puedo enfocarme en algo muy simple,
en
una simple instrucción de cómo
outside of having a relationship, none of this advice is going to help. But when I choose to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now alive in me, then I can focus on some really
entonces yo me puedo enfocar en algo muy simple,
advice about what it takes to have a healthy thought life in the middle of overwhelming circumstances. So as you see there, these are just simple steps.
Un pensamiento sano entre medio de todo esto, porque esos son pasos simples y lo que vamos a hacer es que
vamos a vamos a
mirar cinco llaves
y les
voy a dar un ejercicio para que ustedes hagan esta semana empezando mañana y después vamos a volver
about
a historias reales
and
de
that challenge in mental
ansiedad
health.
Y
and so let's break this down. Let's talk about a real life situation.
Y veamos esto, la vida real.
So first of all,
primero que nada,
we're going to RE all of these. First of all, we've got to realize you can't
nos
depend
vamos a
on what you
cuenta
think.
Que no puedes depender
now, the Bible's
de lo
really
que
clear about this.
Y la Biblia es bien clara de esto.
Si tú
depende de tus pensamientos, de la manera en que tú llevas la vida, vas a tener un gran problema. La Biblia es bien clara de que nosotros tenemos que depender completamente de la Biblia.
Pablo está en la prisión,
está pasando mal tiempo.
No hay ninguna necesidad. And I want to encourage you, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 79,
piensen, says the heart is deceitful of all things, dice,
beyond cure. Who can understand?
Dice, who can really trust the thoughts your heart realmente is thinking? Confiarse en los pensamientos de todo.
I had a pastor tell me one time, he said, Sean, I'll tell you the person you lied to the most in your life. I said, who's that? He says,
dime lo que más te guste, lo que menos te guste en tu vida en estos días.
We just can't count
Is it complete? Is it complete?
What I want to encourage you
y lo que
is,
quiero darles coraje a ustedes es que seamos bien cuidadosos en lo que dependemos de nuestros pensamientos. Dios dice que no confiemos en nuestro propio entendimiento.
Foolishness is not sin. Foolishness is setting yourself up for sin. So sometimes we don't realize how foolish we are in what we allow to come into our brain. Last Sunday, a lot of us guys, some of the ladies, we play soccer over at Thomas Dale. At 4 p.m., Josh was there with us. We were having a fun time.
Josh
and afterwards, man, we were hungry.
Nosotros.
So after getting some healthy
exercise,
we decided to go to Brewster's to reward ourselves with some not quite some healthy food. And we got that done, and Caleb and I were there. We're like, we're still hungry. So we went to Wendy's after that. I literally prayed for that food, Lord.
Yo
bless
realmente
this processed
oré por
food
esa por esa comida y dije, Señor, deja que toda esta fruta comida procesada.
I did all that exercise, but then I fed myself horribly. And guess how I felt that night? That's so good.
Después que comí todo eso,
look,
no me sentí muy bien.
The Bible
toda la
really
noche.
Shows us there are three kinds of like mental
la Biblia
food.
Nos muestra que hay comida mental.
feed yourself healthy food.
Y que nosotros podemos
things
alimentarnos
that build up your spirit,
sanamente,
your soul, and your body.
Que podemos alimentar a nuestro espíritu, nuestra alma y nuestro cuerpo.
You can feed yourself
nosotros
junk food
podemos alimentarnos
mentally,
con comida
and then there's this thing called
junk,
toxic.
Y también son comidas tóxicas.
Junk food
no es poison, no
it
es venenosa, pero te roba del apetito de lo
so,
de
I'm just telling you, when I'm struggling with the way I think, of what I need to consume
lo que yo necesito consumir.
So you'll notice the idea for this
Entonces, si
Tuesday, when you're really
idea,
focusing
ejemplo,
back on this idea of rejecting worthless input.
La idea, por ejemplo, del de
it
Martes,
robs your appetite
que
of health.
Dice que roba tu apetito.
So I'm just telling you, when I'm struggling with the way I think, the way
Entonces,
I feel, I've got to be careful about what worthless input I'm spending so much time on, because it's really robbing me of what I need to consume. So you'll notice the idea for this Tuesday, when you're really focusing back on this idea of rejecting worthless input. Should I let this into my soul?
Yo debería dejar
why am I watching this? Why am I listening to this?
En mi alma.
And then sometimes, really,
veces,
have I eaten healthy first? Like, don't start with junk food.
Primero.
Make sure
Entonces,
that you're consuming
no
what's
con
good.
La comida mala,
number three,
sino que
so we want to realize we can't control our thoughts. We've got to reject worthless input. And then we've got to renew your thinking.
Y
we've got to renew our thinking in God's word. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, all your thoughts, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. The Word of God has to be first. And it literally has the spiritual power to come. The Word of God through the Spirit has the power to heal this thing down here and wash it and cleanse it, especially when it's had toxic poisonous
de todas las otras cosas que nosotros podemos haber consumido.
It's amazing though, all right? Part of playing soccer with Josh and things like that is the old back doesn't work like it used to, all right? And I've got like a 10-minute exercise that's not even that hard. But if I do it every day,
bueno,
I feel great.
Estoy todo cansado,
guess how many times I've done like
molido,
this?
Pero,
like
es
once.
Algo bueno para el cuerpo.
Not that hard.
Y no es tan difícil.
I got a little lazy.
Yo
look,
me puse un poquito
we do this
flojo.
With God's word all the time. It's not that
y así
hard.
Lo hacemos nosotros con la
but
palabra
I'm telling you
Dios
what, without it, the struggles in our mental health
sin
just,
luchar,
boy, just magnifies.
Mentalmente, sin luchar, mentalmente.
So we've got our new, so simple question. What day are we on? We're on Wednesday, right?
Pregunta,
how can I keep God's word
¿cómo
first and
la
foremost
de
in my
Dios
thoughts?
Ante
index cards, do it first,
¿verdad?
During lunch
ay,
break.
Sí.
Something on my computer screen, cards, on my
si
phone. Just what does it look like to keep God's word
iPhone.
First and foremost
podemos
in my thoughts? It's amazing the power of the Word of God to heal and refresh our souls. Let's get to the next one. All right. We've got to replace old thoughts with new ones. Notice what Paul says. He's in the middle of lots of negative things to think about. But he's like, whatever is true, whatever is noble, what is right, all these things, think about it, make a choice. Now, this is a very important piece of mental health advice that I have found over here. Simple, but really, really important. If you really want to have victory in your thought
life,
you don't need to just resist
no tienes que resistir los pensamientos malos. Pero tienes.
This is really, really important, okay? Thought life. You don't need to just resist bad thoughts. You need to replace them.
Tienes que
really, really important, okay?
Tienes que volverlos
don't
a
think
mirar
about the phone.
Nuevamente.
Don't think about your phone. I shouldn't think about my phone. Not going to think about my phone. Not thinking about my phone.
No
I shouldn't think about my phone.
Teléfono.
Really shouldn't
no
think about my phone. What am I thinking about the whole time?
Estoy
my phone.
En mi teléfono.
Y en qué if I spend pensando, all my mental en energy teléfono. Resisting what I shouldn't think,
entonces,
that actually doesn't work. Now I'm rejecting worthless input, but I've got to choose
negativo,
to replace those thoughts with something else. If you want victory in your thought life, it's not just
si
resist,
victoria,
it's replace.
En tus pensamientos tienes que pensar
and
en
you
reemplazar.
Can't replace anything without
y no
learning.
Puedes reemplazar
so
nada.
Guess what?
Sin
did you know the word disciple actually means learner?
Entonces,
that's
no
what it
es como
if you're a disciple
of Christ,
you said, I want to learn new
aprender,
things all my life. When's the last time you learned something new?
Discípulo, ¿cuándo es la última
read
vez
a book,
que aprendimos algo nuevo?
O
que leímos
I'm
un
telling
libro.
You, on Thursday, if you haven't already
jueves,
been doing it, what can I learn today that will strengthen my soul?
Aprender hoy.
Que puedo aprender hoy que fortalecerá mi alma.
Si ustedes ponen todo esto junto y se enfocan en Jesús, en el, su Salvador, la victoria va a suceder.
I love what Paul says here about
me
telling others, hey, reconnect.
Pablo
like Paul's a messy but godly
aprendido,
person,
recibido,
right?
Escuchado, amigo, visto,
listen to what he says. Whatever you have learned, he's talking about people getting peace in their life. He says,
porque
whatever you've learned or received or heard from me
recibido,
or seen in me,
amigo,
put it into practice.
Mí, ponlo en práctica.
And the God of peace will be with you.
Paz estará contigo.
Part of how we gain and replace thoughts
parte de cómo nosotros
is through
reemplazamos,
through
reconectamos,
listening to sermons and teachings.
A través de leer sermones,
so good. But the other way we learn,
it's communal
learning, it's relational
la otra manera
learning. And Paul's saying, my relationship can be a source of strength for you.
Porque Pablo
there can
dice
be peace.
Que
now there's, not, there's no such thing as a God. And Paul's saying, my relationship can be a source of strength for you.
Relación puede ser,
there can be peace. Now, there's no such thing as a godly person who's not messy. We talked about that last week. That's we're thrilled with that because we can all be here because of that.
Vayan a ser,
but we need to commit to keep growing. We haven't done that yet because our church has changed over time. We need to kind of touch base on that again and say, okay, what's the word of the Lord that we're building the church around?
Dios
we really want to do that. A good small group.
Iglesia,
we're going to offer next week, we're going to offer a few possibilities to say, hey, in this issue of mental health, how are some people gathering together to process
this? De la salud mental.
So reconnecting.
Entonces,
who can I connect
reconectar.
With? Notice how I phrase this. To ask questions and learn from.
Es,
most
¿con
people
puedo
connect with someone else to talk 45 minutes.
Qué?
And then
mucha
let the other person talk
habla,
for
five.
You really want to reconnect
a
and refresh yourself? Connect with someone that you admire in church. Just say, hey, could you have coffee? Or just, man, I was hearing a sermon. I thought about someone
hablar.
That I feel like I admire and how they're living out their life.
De
so, I don't know if we could get a
admiro,
cup of coffee or something together. And then when you get there, don't
bueno,
talk the whole time.
Ya, cuando ya hayas dado
ask questions and listen.
And you'll be amazed
what you can
learn. Para preguntas y respuestas. Y vas
now,
a estar sorprendido.
You'll notice I put in there a bullseye. I taught on the whole issue of these relationships coming together help you understand accurately what God is saying. I'm
going to
do that online later today.
Para
so you're
poder
going to have to check out
Facebook
for that, Facebook page for that.
A
but I want to take all these thoughts here and
pero
let's talk about how we live them out. We've been focusing on this issue of mental health, and we wanted to
ahora.
Talk about the issue of anxiety.
Entonces,
how one of my thoughts
de
and feelings
ansiedad.
Are just really out of control in that area, or I have a tough time controlling them. And someone who has a beautiful story of what Jesus has done
una,
in that part of her life
hermosa,
is our children's
director,
Jennifer Moore.
Un,
so would you invite her up as she comes to help us unpack this morning?
En cuanto a la ansiedad.
There you go. So, Jen, you can move that closer if you'd like.
Jen Miller, pienso que fue el apellido.
So, Jen, can you share a little bit about
entonces,
your story?
Entonces, por favor, Jen, comparte tu historia.
So, I knew that I thought differently than others
que
ever
yo
since
pensaba,
I was a child,
que otro,
but it wasn't until I was
niña,
in college that I got diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. And so what that looks like is just your mind is a chemical imbalance in your brain, and you think and jump to the worst case scenarios pretty much all the time, and then your body reacts to those thoughts as if they're real. So, you know, cold, clammy hands, but it wasn't until I was in college that I got diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. And so what that looks like is just your mind is a chemical imbalance in your brain, and you think and jump to the worst case scenarios pretty much all the time, and then your body reacts to those thoughts as if they're real. So, you know, cold, clammy hands, sick to your stomach, actually getting sick, feeling like you're faint, and then just like panic attacks as well. And so I've grown up in church. I grew up here at Cornerstone, and all my life, you know, I've heard all the verses about anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, you know, for God cares, cast all your anxieties to God as He cares for you. And I've had plenty of people along the way offering me advice as well. You know, if, like you said, if you just pray more, God will take those thoughts away. My favorite one is, you know, well, just stop thinking. Have you tried to stop thinking about it? And so then I started to feel like something must be really wrong with me, or God must be mad at me, because I'm praying hard and these thoughts aren't going away. And so I started to feel ashamed of myself and my messiness. And what happens all too often too with anxiety is you start to feel depressed and isolated. And so that started to happen to me, and I felt like, you know, God is not going to take these thoughts away from me, and I need to search for ways to take these thoughts away from me. And so that ends up in a downward spiral where I started inflicting self-harm. I turned to drugs and alcohol.
Entonces me volví con drogas, con alcohol.
If I can just stop thinking, anything to make me stop completamente thinking this way, I'll do it. And so, like parar de pensar de esta manera. It's so important that we feed
pero
all three of these soul, body, and mind.
Alimentemos and my soul estas tres cosas wasn't being fed anymore because I had given up completely.
And so my spirit and my body entonces, were being affected by that. They were struggling. And so with that, came a drift between me and God. I started to drift away from God. And the more I drifted from God, the more those anxious thoughts would come up, the more I would not be able to control the way I was thinking, the way I was feeling, the harder it became, the more panic attacks I would have. But God had never stopped chasing me and I realized now that I was looking for healing the way that I thought that I should be healed. And, but God had something greater for me. And with the renewing of my soul and my spirit, I was able to see that God wasn't mad at me. And
me di cuenta de que Dios no estaba enojado conmigo, sino que Él me amaba dentro de mi propio desorden.
Y
yo comencé a usar todo esto para traer gloria a su nombre.
Y un día escuché
que
me dijo
Dios me dijo, yo ya gané la batalla para ti, tú no tienes nada que ganar, solo que
me, no matter what I thought about myself.
Que,
and that led to freedom and the ability to forgive myself for the things that I had done. So all this time I thought, I was like, you know, if God loves me, then He will take anxiety away from me. Soy.
Entonces,
and what he was showing me is that he loves me so much that he's willing to
stand
in the midst of my anxiety with me.
Dispuesto
now, do I still have anxiety today? Yes.
A
do I still have
conmigo.
Thoughts that come into
tengo
my mind of
ansiedad,
every single day?
But
sí,
I'm
able
to
look at them differently
now,
because
soy
God
capaz
has shown me that I'm not alone. I can take those thoughts captive and give them to Him. And that is where I'm able to receive
esto.
That peace that surpasses
all. Soy capaz de recibir esa paz que sobrepasa todo entendimiento. El enemigo nunca está de acuerdo con ser bueno con nosotros. Vivimos en un mundo quebrado y tenemos problemas con nuestros cuerpos. Tenemos una naturaleza pecadora.
And the enemy is playing with all this, and then when he's the one who's just taking all these things, and it's not, I mean, we can struggle with mental health. It doesn't even have to be a sin. It just can be the oppression and the work of everything that's going on in our world. And hagamos, the body's not functioning right. The enemy's like, oh, look, the one thing you need, he must not care about you.
Entonces el enemigo puede estarnos diciendo, allí, mira eso que tú necesitas, no te lo da porque él no le porque tú no le importas. Entonces quiero que tú veas todo esto y que reconozcas que él está en medio de todos nosotros. Está en medio de nosotros con nosotros.
Y para nosotros. You know, again, I realize my thoughts are
predictable,
but I don't always feel like I can control them. So it's like, just, oh, stop thinking about that. Well, that's great advice, but like it's not working.
And sometimes that's Jesus. Trying to reject worthless input.
As I talked about those, what was something that either like, wow, this one was really transformative to me, or hey, here it was really powerful. Here's how I live that out. That maybe you can't see just by saying a principle, or one that's like, hey, that sounds good, but let me tell you how hard that is. What would you like to say about this?
Well, definitely the one that sounds good, but is the hardest is that first one. Just realizing your thoughts are dependable, because when you have and when you're caught up in that moment of overthinking, it's like impossible to try to break that.
What would you like to say about this?
Well, definitely the one that sounds good, but is the hardest is that first one. Just realizing your thoughts aren't dependable, because when you have and when you're caught up in that moment of overthinking, it's like impossible to try to break that. And like I said, I couldn't do it until take a minute to focus on five things around you that are true right now. Like, I see people, I can feel the sun on my skin, like feel water, and just helping yourself. Because like you said, if you're sitting there thinking like, I need to stop thinking about pensando, this, you're not
going
to be able to stop.
De pensar, so, I mean, Paul said, finally, he's done these things, like, so accurate to what even the world
because health is God's idea. And then what about this reconnect one? I know that
we talked about that.
Yeah, definitely. I would say surrounding yourself with people, because like I said, it is so easy. Your first instinct with anxiety is going to be to isolate, because you think no one else thinks like me. And then even when people tell you like, oh, I have anxiety too, you're like, you must not have it like me. You don't think like me. It's very isolating. And so you have to make a point to be able to find somebody to share it with. And I've had people in my life, who they're able to recognize when I'm having anxiety, because there's things some people do. I check my pulse a lot when I'm in the midst of not having a panic attack.
And your body's starting to take something that you haven't decided, and it's already starting.
Yep, and it's people, like I have Miss Andrea with me who helps me here at Cornerstone, and she's able to notice those cues and be like, let's take a minute to talk, because a lot of times that's what you need. And I would say, too, just for those... As much as it is for those who have anxiety, the people who love somebody with anxiety, it is so important to just show empathy, because it is impossible for you to understand what's going on in their mind, because you don't think that way, and that's okay. But just having empathy for somebody and just showing them, like, I'm listening. Like, I'm here for you and I love you. That's enough.
So good. So Jen, you sent me a picture last night,
and you said this picture has really meant a lot to me.
Y Jan, tú mandaste algunas right fotos y
and it's just, hay algunas que I just, me impresionaron when I saw this, bastante. And then even this morning in prayer, I just felt like God was saying to all of us, like, I see you. Because with anxiety, with how isolating it can be, and I like when you're in the midst
Porque
and you're
con ansiedad
having every
y,
day, by the end of the day, you are, it feels like you're in a marathon.
Y si estás
like you're
sola,
exhausted.
Es muy difícil.
It feels like you're drowning.
Pero
and
especialmente
Jesus,
en la noche,
his hand
que
is
se
never
ahogando.
Gone. He's just, he's waiting for you to take it.
Y
he's
el
waiting
enemigo
to
está
pull
siempre
you out of the waters. It's never a
para,
closed fist.
Para
it's
atacarte,
always an open hand. For as long as it takes, he will
allí.
Be there waiting for
y
you.
Y siempre está allí para sacarte
hey,
del agua,
really,
para sacarte del agua.
And all our friends online today, I really... There's some people I'm just even sensing right now, like, it's like, wow, I feel like I'm drowning. Like
yo
that
siento,
picture of Jesus saying, here's my
dice
hand,
que sí,
like,
bueno,
I'm with you,
mano,
I can
pull
you out. I just want you to hear that
yo
today.
Quiero que ustedes escuchen
and Jen,
eso, que ustedes
I asked her, I said,
Jen,
so what's a worship song that's meant a lot to you?
¿Cuál
but
es
I think
una
it's just,
canción de
their,
adoración
their songs
que,
are familiar with, and
que
then to hear that it's meant
something
to you is kind of a new moment for us about what those words mean. So what was the
entonces,
song that
¿cuál es la
you shared?
So I've shared Do It Again by Elevation,
mucho.
And it's just that thought that like, if you can make it through one day,
Elevation.
God is helping you with that one day,
si,
then he'll do it again tomorrow.
Si Dios nos
and that even
día,
in the midst, you know, he's moving mountains.
Siguiente.
Even if you don't see it right now, he's doing it, and he will continue
y
to do it every single day.
Continuará
I love that.
Entonces, bueno,
let's
ponemos
think of a God
cantemos
who's always
esa
with
canción
us.
Todos juntos.
And
Dios
as we
está
do,
siempre con nosotros. Y mientras nosotros,
if I can for a moment, okay, start right here.
Cantamos
start right here.
Por algún momento,
trust Jesus.
Empecemos
let's just worship
aquí,
together. Whatever your heart, whatever your soul is feeling right now, just turn to him as we worship. Emily.
Amen.